Rand Paul, "Without question they can get Brennan on lying to Congress." By Jeff Poore on July 24, 2025. Wednesday on FNC's Jesse Waters Primetime. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, reacted to recently released documents that allegedly suggested the Obama administration was proactive in promoting debunked allegations of Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election. Paul reminded viewers that he was the lone opponent of former CIA Director John Brennan's appointment by Obama and said that Brennan could be charged for lying to Congress. "Your reaction to this?" host Jesse Waters asked. "You were right in the middle of this whole Russia collusion hoax. What do you think should happen next?" Paul replied, "You know the clip you played with Trey Gowdy asking the question of Brennan? Did you know the dossier was from the Clinton campaign?" And Brennan denies that. "That's absolutely without question a lie." One of the documents that Tulsi Gabbard has released is an exchange between the CIA analyst and Brennan. And one CIA analyst says that this is nothing more than opposition research. It's unverified. And Brennan's sort of flippant response is, "Yes, but doesn't it really ring true? Doesn't really sound like it could be true." And so that's sort of the flippant nature. He had an indication that even in his hand-picked analysts, he picked the analyst that would ultimately be with him, you know, to create this narrative. And yet, he lied to Congress. I think without question, they can get him on lying to Congress. "But this really was a cabal," he continued. "I mean, I can't even remember the stories from the time. Contemporaneous stories saying, well, yes, we're going to spread this information throughout government, so the Trump people can destroy it when they come in." But people didn't really know at the time that the information was from the Clinton campaign, or the public didn't know that. The people within John Brennan knew this. But you know, at the time Brennan's nomination came up, I was the only one in the Senate to oppose it. I actually filibustered for 13 hours against John Brennan. So, I've known from the beginning that he was a scoundrel, and yes, he should be prosecuted. Paul added, "I think there is enough evidence in here that he lied to Congress about the dossier. He knew about it, his analysts warned him, and he just sort of blew them off and said, 'Oh, yes, but doesn't it sound like it could be true?'" Follow Jeff Poore on X at Jeff_Poore.